What would it be like? And then you get on with your life constructively. We're at a point now where I can raise this. Maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe with all the books you've read on positive thinking and as you think, so with your life go and the beliefs you work with, you've learned it from other trainings and teachers and your feelings, how important it is to work with positive feelings and not negative ones and so on. And your entire life is about feeling good. You know the source of addictions? Wanting to feel good. So people end up self-medicating themselves because they can't deal with negative feelings. When you learn to just say, yeah, I feel negatively. Oh, it hurts. Oh, boy, it hurts. Now I think I'll clean the house. Now I think I'll do my homework. Oh, I'm hurting. I'm angry. I'm sad. Now I think I'll go play ball. Until we do that, we want to feel good. So we find ways to self-medicate. We find ways to distract ourselves. Even if you don't agree, if you say, no, I have some control over my thoughts, I have some control over my feelings, I'm going to ask you this. Do you acknowledge that you probably are able to control how you move your arms and legs and mouth easier than controlling your emotions or your mind? Most of us would agree it's probably easier. Well, in that case, where do you want to spend your time and energy and attention and life? Trying to control what you have more control over or less control over? When you're climbing a mountain, which would you rather do? Which would be more constructive to do? To pay attention to climbing well or put all your attention on trying to fix your fear of falling? I'll leave that to you. Eric Fromm said, the task you must set for yourself is not to feel secure, but to be able to tolerate insecurity. One way of putting it. That's why we focus our attention on our behavior, on our behavior, on our behavior. What you can control. As Christopher Morley reminds us, no one is lonely while eating spaghetti. It takes too much attention. Christopher knows he eats a lot of spaghetti. See, I've covered the essentials on accepting emotions. I hope you're getting a grasp on it, the importance of it in life. So much of life is centered around this area. It's one of the most powerful things that I've done in my life with everything I've learned. And paradoxically, as I've let go of trying to control my emotions, as I've accepted them, looking back, I've noticed that I haven't been troubled as much by fear, sorrow, or anger. I'm not saying they haven't come around, but they'd sort of come and I say, oh, look at that. Hi there. I say hello to it, and then I just turn back my attention to what I can control. Such as, am I relaxed? Am I breathing? Am I moving with elegance? Take a few moments to do an emotional meditation now. If you're in a situation where you can do this, you can close your eyes. If not, you don't need to close your eyes. Imagine yourself. You can use your memory here and recall a time that stood out for you when you were very upset, angry, sad, afraid. Maybe it's a time you thought or wished you had acted differently. Maybe you struck out physically or verbally at someone. Maybe you didn't do what you wished you had done, but you were afraid. Maybe you let sorrow paralyze you, or you just sat and stewed in it rather than acted as a source of support for others around you. Imagine what it would be like to accept your emotions completely and how that might play out differently if you honored the emotion, accepted it, had no fear of it. It was simply there. Not something you preferred or liked, but you allowed it to pass through you. And then you turned your attention to how you would have liked to behave in that situation. How might you have acted differently? And let yourself go through that. Imagine yourself acting differently in that situation. This doesn't have to take long, unless it was a long situation. But it gives you a template, a model for how you might do this in the future. And as we move through the gateways, and we're more than halfway on our journey, this is going to become more clear, especially as we get into the 11th gateway, Awaken Your Heart. Now, there are no guarantees in life. But if you act constructively, despite what you're feeling, you're more likely to have those negative feelings pass than if you didn't act constructively. Does that make sense? By acting constructively, you're likely to influence your emotions in a positive way. Feelings and thoughts get mixed up in many people's minds, and they can be defined different ways. Thoughts can stimulate feelings, but they're not the same thing. Feelings or emotions manifest in the body as a form of tension, like a cramp in the vital area. William James and other researchers explored the idea of emotions, and people were given a drug that created a kind of emotional feeling in the torso of the body, a kind of cramp. Then they were put in different situations, and some people viewed someone who was acting obnoxiously, and they reported themselves feeling very angry. And other people were put in a situation where they reported someone doing something that made them sad, and they said, oh, I'm feeling so sad. And other people, I'm feeling afraid. In other words, the physical feeling was the same, stimulated by this drug, but they cognized it differently. Feelings, emotions, are felt in the body. They're not the same as thoughts. So I am proposing we can influence our attention to some degree, but we can't control the thoughts that arise. Thoughts come up from many different sources. They bubble up, they pass. We can influence our emotions to some degree, including by the way we act, but we can't control the feelings that arise, like thoughts. Feelings pass through the body, thoughts pass through the awareness. Think on it. It takes a while. It took me a while. I had so many questions when I first came across this. But I can tell you from my heart, this really makes a difference. It's a different way of living.